Last week we were talking about Trump and pardons and pre-pardons and what they could do and what they couldn't do, and I was laughing that, you know, there's even an idea that a president, a sitting president, I don't care if it's Trump or Clinton or the man on the moon or Reagan, don't care, could actually pre-pardon themselves of anything that they could do going forward. And I know, Len, you were looking at some of that this week, and so I just want to throw it back over to you. And what did you find out? What do you got? What's going on with pre-pardons, and how do I get one?
Well, you know, pardons is not a part of the law that I've practiced over 25 years. So we started talking about it last week, and then I did a little bit of research on it, and what I found was pretty shocking, what can happen in pardons, how they can happen, and exactly, you know, what Trump can and can't do. And unfortunately, there's a lot that he can. First things first, what shocked me is pardons don't actually have to be in writing. He can give Paul Guidett a pardon, okay, and not put it in writing. Now, let's say a federal agency comes after you, wants to charge you with a crime, and you're saying, hey, I've been pardoned by the president of the United States. Well, prove it, right? Because you don't have anything in writing. So you would want to have witnesses, or you would want to have it taped. But if he stood up in the Oval Office today and said, I'm pardoning Paul Guidett, that pardon is valid and it's lasting. He does not have, there's no formal, there's nothing in the Constitution, there's nothing anywhere that says it has to be in writing.
But he's pardoning me for what?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. So, I mean, that's the first shocking to me. I had no idea. I figured there was a form, a standard.
you think there's got to be something that's signed and sent into a judge
now,
or something.
Now, again, this has never been an issue before, but it could be. So, and I listened to a lady who was the pardon attorney during the, I think, Bush and Clinton administration. And she helped handle pardons for the both presidents. And what she was saying was that it absolutely does not have to be in writing. The other thing she said is there's no form. There's no type of policy to go through. There's no procedural policy to go through. It just, he decides to write down on a napkin, you know, I'm pardoning Donald Trump Jr., and puts on napkin and signs it, that may be valid enough for Donald Trump Jr. to walk around with it and have it in his pocket and use it, you know, whenever he needs to. So those are pretty, and by the way, they don't have to tell people. They don't, so Donald Trump can leave office and we may never know exactly who he pardoned, right? He can have pardoned, I don't know, 25 people that we don't know of yet, and they don't have to disclose that. The only time they may disclose it is when they need to. It's like, you know, hey, I've got my whatever license, gun license, driver's license, whatever, but nobody really knows until you pull it out and show it to somebody and say, hey, I'm going to use this, right?
Have there ever been any past presidents who have pardoned people that were not publicly stated or... I mean, there's always that list that comes out that, yes, says, here's the pardons, yes, that the president handed in today or signed off on today.
Yes. I mean, in the past, there's always been a list. There has never been secret pardons. There's never been pardons where, hey, you know, I did it, but I didn't write it down. So, no, I mean, to answer your question, no, it's never been an issue before. So, in other words, presidents have pardoned in the past. They put it in writing. They've had witnesses, and they make a notation. They put the list together and they release the list to the press and everybody else, right? So people know who's pardoned. But there's nothing in the Constitution. There's nothing in law that says he has to announce his pardons. And in fact, there's some right now that believe he's already made pardons that others don't know about. That you may not know, and you may never know. So that kind of was something.
Well, is that like a super secret pardon? I mean, what do you mean we'll never know? We're going to know when whoever that person is, when they go to court and they go, good.
Well, here's the scary part. He can pardon everybody that was involved in the It kind of like an asylum to everybody that was involved in the Capitol riots. And he may write that down in paper. He may let people know or whatever. But, you know, I may, if I was there and all of a sudden I get arrested 3 years later, I could pull that out like a piece of paper and say I was part of that. And now I am, you know, pardoned from any prosecution that day. There's a lot of things he could do with the bottom line is there's a lot of things he could do with pardons that are pretty scary that go beyond what we're used to from prior presidents. Who knows with this president, right? We don't know.
But doesn't general counsel have a say in this?
Nobody.
He basically can just go with a list of whoever he wants and say, this is who I'm pardoning.
Yes.
Okay. That's scary in and amongst itself. By the way, this is not just about our current president,
no.
But any president that any they have president. That much power. But two, let's talk about the pre-pardons. So it's been floated about, Len, that there's the possibility that he may, you know, as I was saying, I think, you know, last week or 2 weeks ago when we were talking, print out get out of jail free cards for himself, his family, some close friends, Rudy Giuliani, some other people. Is that legal? Is that doable? How does that work?
Yes. So again, it's never been done before, so this hasn't really been tried before, but the constitutional experts, the ones that look at this and try to make decisions about how the Supreme Court or any court would basically see and how they would rule on this fact, they believe you can pre-pardon because what our founding fathers were thinking is, you know, if you were doing something as a president and you had help and you thought it was for the best interest of the U.S. government, but then a new president comes in and says, we think this is somewhat criminal, and then they start investigating you, they think that, you know, if you pre-pardon that person that was acting with you, that would be legit, that would be legal. So constitutional experts are thinking that this, the pre-pardon, would be legal, that this would be upheld in court. So let's say he pre-pardons again his son, Donald Trump Jr.,
right,
who hasn't been charged with anything yet. And then a year later, they decide to charge Donald Trump Jr. for inciting or sedition on this Capitol rioting. They believe that pardon would be effective for him, that he would avoid being charged and avoid any type of punishment for what maybe law enforcement thought he had done in this case. So the overall majority of the people that have looked at this believe pre-pardons would be valid.
Wow.
Now, the last question is, when we talked about this, is can he pardon himself?
Right.
The majority of people do not believe he can, and that it would last in any Supreme Court. And again, it's because the windfall from that would be, well, I can go out and murder somebody
right.
and pre-pardon myself.
Well, but but the other thing that leads into this, and I think you and I have touched base on this, is there's a difference that a pardon, the pardon is for federal crimes, not for state crimes.
Absolutely. He doesn't have he doesn't have the authority to pardon people from state crimes, municipal crimes. The only crimes he can pardon is for federal crimes and federal charges.
Right.
So
if hypothetically, if a president were to leave office and he were charged with something at a federal level, whatever it is, obstruction or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But so he's pardoned from that or pre-pardons himself from that. But at a state level, if you have other issues, you're going to face the ramifications of those issues at a state level.
Right, exactly. In fact, this morning I was watching James Comey on TV, and everybody's favorite James Comey, right? It's funny because you have widening opinions about James Comey. Is he really true American, or is he, you know, anti-American? What is he? The one thing he said is he would strongly consider and be okay with Joe Biden pardoning Trump, Donald Trump, which was surprising to me. He doesn't, and by the way, he doesn't believe he should be impeached, which was also surprising to me, but we could talk about that later. But his theory is the New York Attorney General, the state cases in New York is the one that's going to bring Trump down. And he thinks Joe Biden showing a faith of let's unite would be done in good faith, but allow still the state laws to be, I guess, effective against Trump and his family and the organization and so forth. So he truly believes that Trump will be brought down by state for illegal taxes that the states are doing, lying to the banks and so forth under state law. So he believes he's okay with Trump getting a pardon, and he's okay with Biden giving it. He thinks that would be a good step to show by Biden to show Trump's people that he's trying to unite the country, when in fact, at the very end, Trump will be caught up in state crimes anyway.
Well, at this point, you don't know if Biden supports impeachment or not. I mean, Biden hasn't come out and said whether he supports or doesn't support the impeachment process.
Yeah, I think he's kind of said he's okay with it, that he should be held accountable. But Biden has done a good job, I think, of just saying, hey, before impeachment, I've got to get my agenda, my cabinet filled. So don't take up too much time on this impeachment if it's going to take away from my time to get my cabinet approved, because they have to go through the Senate to get approved.
Well, I was going
to
say, his concern is that in his first 100 days, he's going to lose 2 weeks because they're going to be working on the impeachment.
Right. He doesn't want to lose any time, right, especially with COVID. And, you know, he wants to get people more money right away. He wants to get that 100, you know, what, a million people per day for 100 days vaccinated. So he's got a lot of things he wants to work out. So from his camp, I'm hearing that they're not really concerned about how the impeachment or when the impeachment. They're more worried about getting their agenda in the Senate and passed right away.
Right. Well, it'll be, I think the impeachment will be interesting, but it is funny this week reading different points of view on if he should be impeached, what are the benefits, what are the cons to him being impeached, and why? Because the reality is he's not going to be impeached until after he leaves office. So there's the time piece that we just talked about. But then there's also the other side of it is, what does it accomplish? What is it? What does it do? And the one that sticks out in my head is he can never run for office again. And I think that now strategy comes into play. And it doesn't become about the Capitol riots. It becomes about making sure that he stays at a distance if you're a Democrat. And by the way, maybe even if you're a Republican. And
I think more if you're a Republican.
And you want to try and keep him out. So do you go through with the impeachment just to nip it in the butt now and say, you know, he can't ever run for office again?
Well, you know, if you're a Republican right now, as it stands, if he's able to run for president, he is the favorite right now. As we sit here today, he's the favorite to win the nomination as a Republican. If you look at his approval rating, it's almost in the 30s, except for in the Republican Party, it's in the 70s. So right now, I mean, he'd be your favorite to win that. And so if you're a Republican, you may want to impeach him just to get that out of the way and say he can't run. Let's move on. Let's get other guys in there. I think for Democrats, it is more about what happened and more about kind of punishing for him for the last 4 years and some of the stuff that he's done, and of course the Capitol riots. But if I'm Republican, I would guess that I would be more focused on, we need to move on, and the best way to make sure that he doesn't come back in 4 years and dictates our agendas and, you know, is the top of the party, this is the quick way to do it, or the best way and easiest way for us
through the impeachment process.
Yes.
I'm torn, dude. It's funny, last week, you know, we were talking about it and you said you weren't sure which way to go, and I was like, I think you got to do it. And now I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just.
Well, you thought they should do it because you thought they can remove him right away, and you were worried about what he was going to do in the next 10 days. But now it's obvious that they're not going to do it by the time he's in office. So now you start to think in the long run, what does it do for you? And I guess I'm still mixed. about the impeachment. I do not want that. One thing Comey said, and I kind of agree with, is he loves the spotlight. And if you're going to have a trial,
this let's say is Comey saying that this he is loves Comey, the spotlight,
that,
by the way.
That, yeah.
This Comey, is just, Comey, who's on 60 Minutes twice a month doing another interview.
He's saying, but yes. I understand that, but he's saying Trump loves the spotlight, and I don't disagree with this. And if you're going to have his impeachment trial for the next 2 weeks on TV, and you're going to have people defending him, which he loves, it gives him more fuel for the fire for Trump. Whereas if you just shut the lights on and close the door, he may go away for a while. I don't know if I agree with that
either. No, he's not going away, dude. Yeah. He's not going away under any circumstances. You can impeach him, and he's still going to have a voice. You cannot impeach him, and he's going to come back and run for re-election. I mean, there's just, and it's just, you know, someone's going to write a book called Aftermath, because there's going to be, there's going to be the Trump effect on this country for, I don't know, till the day he dies. I mean, he's now found the biggest platform in the world that he can speak from, and he wants it back, and that is, I just think that's reality for him.
Yeah, you might be right there.
Yeah, so I mean, it'll be interesting to see how the impeachment goes, but it seems like, you know, all of our political leaders are kind of all over the board on what it is that they want to accomplish with it and what it is they want to get out of it. I'll be very interested watching over the next 2 weeks to see if they do go forward with it, and if they do go forward with it, which Republicans jump ship. I think 10 or 12 voted in Congress, right? In the House.
10 Republicans.
10 Republicans switch side. And so they've already had some senators that are saying that they're gonna vote for the impeachment.
Yeah, but in the Senate. It's an uphill battle. I mean, you got to have, what, two-thirds of the majority.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's not 50, you know, 51%. You got to have two-thirds of the majority. And I think that that is an uphill battle no matter what. I mean, you still got to have 17 to 20 U.S. Senator, Republican senators to say impeach. You know, you're going to have your Romney, you're going to have your Sass, you're going to have a few of them. The lady from
Cheney from Wyoming.
Well, she's a rep.
So oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But yep. The lady from Alaska said, you know, she's...
Yeah, she'd vote for it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you still have to pick up 10 to 15 more. And
If you can't guarantee that you have it, then I wouldn't do it.
Well, I think that's why McConnell didn't even want to touch it.
Right.
And McConnell hasn't said he would vote not to impeach. He said he was going to look at the evidence that they presented and then go forward.
He's not going to vote to impeach. He won't do it.
I think he may, for the reason that we talked about, and that is to get Trump from being the top of the party and the talk of running again in 2024.
Yeah, but then he goes against the entire party. I mean, I don't think McConnell has the guts to be that guy. He's not, you know, he's not going to be that Republican, that GOP that goes against the party. He's not going to do it.
Well, so, I mean, the Republicans got to figure it out, because they're going to have a Trump problem for 4 years.
No, I agree.
If they don't get it right. I don't know which way is the right way for them, but they're going to have to figure how to get it right, or they're going to have a Trump problem for 4 years. And he and his daughter and his son are not going to be just go away. I would tend to lean, if I was Republican, to impeach, to just move on. That's my way to move on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting, and we'll keep following it this week. We will be back with more Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul. Stay tuned.